Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to look at the halachas of Nedarim and Shavuos. This is Siman Samach Zayin, the 67th chapter of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to take a look at four basic concepts today. Number one is, what are Nedarim and Shavuos? Number two is getting into Nedarim. Number three, the Heter Nedarim. And number three is children and spouses Nedarim. Let's go straight from the top. What are Nedarim and Shavuos? So the what is a Neder? A Neder is when a person takes Kedusha, takes holiness, and he places it upon an object which has ramifications of how one relates to it. There's a special formulation. So a person says about, let's say, this cake. Harei or like a carbon, this cake is like a carbon, and it takes on the holiness, which therefore has ramifications that I'm not able to eat it. What is a shvur? A shvur actually is not regulating an item. It's not saying this item is holy with certain regulations of how to relate to it. It's saying that I will do or will not do something, or I did or did not do something. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shvuos that there's four types of shvurs. There's a shvur that, let's say, I will eat grapes tomorrow, I will not eat grapes tomorrow, I ate grapes yesterday, I did not eat grapes yesterday. Those are the four basic formats of shvur, and it regulates the person, the gavra, rather than the item itself. We know that the Gemara tells us in Nedarim, Al tihi rogu rogil b'nedarim. A person should not make many Nedarim. Kol ha-neder kilu b'ala bana bama. A person who makes a Neder, it's like they built a altar outside of the base of Mikdash. V'shas isra bama is the time you're not allowed to make a bama. V'ayim ha-kaiman, a person who keeps it, keeps that Neder, kilu hikriv ala al-kawar, is as if he brought a korban upon it. It's a very complicated topic because the Torah does give us the license to make a Nedarim, and yet one has to be so careful because making a Neder is essentially like creating a new mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah gave us the license to create new mitzvahs. I can say this, that I will not eat chocolate cake. I've made a new mitzvah that if I eat it, I transgressed a biblical isur by having eaten that chocolate cake. So be very careful when using this as well. Must I avoid shavuos as well? The answer is yes, but as opposed to a neder, let's say a person makes a neder, a person really should be shoel, not allow that neder to continue, and one should get a heter for it. When it comes to shavuos, one should not find a heter for the shavuos, one should try to keep it. Must I avoid all nedarim? The answer is no. Nidre tzedakah are allowed, is recommended. So generally speaking, even about tzedakah, one should be very, very careful. One should only make a neder if one has the money right away, so one can repay it and not be stuck in a neder. And other times when one can do it, it would be around tzedakah, like let's say yizkor, when one makes a bli neder, one makes a neder to give tzedakah. And similarly, at times of danger, when a person is in terrible danger, a person may make and they're in such circumstances. The second concept is getting into Nedarim. So what if I want to motivate myself to keep a mitzvah? I want to get up for Shachris every day of the week. Am I allowed to do this? The answer is, I may make a Neder or a Shavuot to follow the Torah, and we're allowed to do this. And this is based on the pasuk Nishpati va'akayema lishmor mitzvotei tzedakah. I'm making a shvur, and I will fulfill to keep your statutes, to keep your laws, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Igros Moshe Fan seems cautions about making a neder or a shvur, even to keep a mitzvah as well. One has to be careful about what one commits and what one's really able to do. What if I did not formulate it as a neder or a shvur? I just said, I'm going to do this. So it still has the power of the neder or the shvur. Therefore, a person should say bli neder whenever they say they're going to do something that is a mitzvah. For instance, if I say I'm going to go to Shachris and Shul every day, I should say bli neder. If I say I'm going to bring in Shabbos 5 minutes early, I should say bli neder, because just those words itself do have the capacity of acting as a binding shavua. What if I want to overcome bad characteristics? I want to overcome my overeating, my overdrinking, my arrogance about my looks. So I want to do this. Am I allowed to do this? So the Kitzur points out that these Nedarim are called a siyag l'prishus, a gate around being more abstinent, and it's a good idea. He says ein lo la'adon lahargilas atzmoi. You have to. It's better to set up ways to overcome these things without necessarily going into Nedarim, because there is a great danger of making a neder and not fulfilling it. What if I made a vow thinking about one thing, but I said a different thing? So for instance, I said, I'm making a neder, that apples are like a korban or asur to me. But instead of this, that's what I thought, but instead of actually thinking that, saying that, I said, I'm making a neder that oranges are asur to me. Does that work? The answer is no. This neder is not chal, does not work for either apples nor oranges. One is if I make a commitment to do or not to do something which is mutar, but I make a siyag for myself. For instance, I make a neder to fast, to fast during the time of slichos, or not to drink wine during the entire 3 weeks. So if one does a good act three times, it becomes like a neder. And if one does a good act one time with the intention of doing it forever, it also becomes like a neder. So how can one avoid this? One needs to verbalize that they're doing this be neder, and also have intention that this is not a forever action. It's going to be as is appropriate. So one's not stuck, because good actions, when done, can turn into a neder just by the perforce of the action itself and the intention to be doing this continuously. Okay, let's go a little further. Hataras Nedarim. How does one find out one way out of a neder or a shua? So one needs to present the situation in front of three men who are B'nai Torah. One of them needs to be an expert in Nedarim and Shavuos. Do I ever need more than that? The answer is yes. If one dreams that one made a neder, that's a more serious neder, and one require a minion to necessitate Hatara. How does the actual procedure work? So the Kitzur does not elucidate that right over here. That is because the assumption he makes is that one of those people is an expert at Hatara Sodom, and they need to know the halachas. But in practice, there's basically just to be aware that there are two practices to get out of a neder or a shvua. Number one is a pesach, which means to say a piece of information that one was not aware of at the time that one made it. So a person, an 18-year-old girl, says, I'm going to stand for Kriyas HaTorah all the time. And then fast forward 20 years, and now she is pregnant, and it's the middle of the summer, and her body is not as strong as it used to be. And at this point in time, she can say, well, I didn't realize what the future would hold. I didn't realize how difficult it will be in these circumstances, and the neder would govern all these situations. That would be a pesach, a piece of information that was not known. Another part is charata. I knew everything. I knew the future. I knew what it was going to be. I just really, really regret that I made this. This is not what I wanted to do. So in those cases, those are two ways of based in perhaps being able to be matir neder or a shvua, but they operate differently. That each of them have different rules. And the versions for some of the template which can be done for Hataras Nedarim is actually found in the Siddurim, because of what's done on Erev Roshon in the Ashkenazic tradition, where a person does a general Hataras Nedarim. This has to be a specific one, but in general as well. Where this comes up in interesting situations is, one situation I once dealt with was a person who did Hafrashas Chala, and then she by mistake dropped the Chala back, the piece of the Chala back into the dough. Then the dialogue is that it's not batel even in 60, so it's not annulled, and therefore you can't eat anything of that dough. The only thing that could possibly be done is to be shoel, to be matir the neder, or being makdish or sanctifying this piece of dough, which would therefore retroactively mean to say it was not separated, it was pulled out, but was not separated as challah, to allow them to redo it. So one specific situation where this could come up as well. Now, last little piece of yes, children and spouses in Nedarim. When are children's vows considered to have gravity? So for girls, it's 11, and boys, it's 12. It's 1 year before they're bar in bat mitzvah. What if they made a neder in this time? So it's best to educate them not to, but if they do, then if it's a manageable commitment, try to get them through so that they can keep their word without being materit. What about the father or husband being able to be mefer? I heard about this in the Torah. So yes, the first aliyah of Parshas Matos, the Torah talks about this. And if a husband hears a neder made by his wife or his daughter from the age of 11 to 12 and a half, then he may mefer it, he may veto it or annul it as well. When is he allowed to do this? So only when he hears it for the first day and night, and that's the only time he has the rights to veto it. There afterwards, it is, and there's no veto power. What if he hears about it just before the stars come out? Then he has just until the stars come out, so that's the end of the day. What kind of Nedarim can he be made for? So he only has the right to veto Nedarim of Inui Nefesh, the things which the person, let's say the daughter or the wife, would have said which is going to afflict them, or things which are going to affect their relationship. So she says, I won't shower from here onwards. I won't put on makeup or something that's going to bother them and him in the relationship. In that situation, he has the veto rights within the first day that he hears about it. How is he made for it? So he has to say, Mufar Leichi, it is annulled for you. And on Shabbos, he commonly said formulation because it's more complicated being made for on Shabbos, but you should say the words, no, you should eat this, rather than the your neder not to eat X, Y, or Z. So these are some of the halachas of Nedarim and Shavuos. There are many, many more, but this is the, we'll call it the consumer end of the aspects that relate to us, Be'ezra Hashem, and we should be very careful what we say because it makes a huge difference. So this we conclude. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.